Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. What do an ocularly challenged oracle in a tale of catastrophic paternal prophecy and Uncle William's deliriously disoriented double trouble farce of mistaken identity have in common? Well, quite a lot, as it happens. Both are filled with people desperately trying to understand what on earth is going on, usually several scenes after it has become painfully obvious to the audience. We human beings, you see, have always been terribly fond of peeking ahead, reading omens, consulting horoscopes, gazing over tea leaves or sheep entrails, even dissecting our own dream drivel concocted in our slumbering noodle noggins for a peek into the future. The Greeks, specifically Sophocles, gave us Tiresias, the blind prophet of Oedipus Rex, who could see the truth precisely because everyone else could not, or, more importantly, would not. Our fair uncle, however, gives us something rather more commercial. Not a prophet, not an oracle, but a fortune teller. And in his Comedy of Errors, where absolutely no one can identify the correct twin for longer than a single French scene, the future is only slightly more confusing than the present. Antipholus of Ephesus has spent the entire day being gaslit by identical twins he doesn't know exist, locked out of his own house, accused of stealing a gold chain he never received, arrested for debts he didn't incur, and abandoned by servants apparently suffering collective amnesia. He finally storms before the Duke to explain himself with the exhausted fury of a man whose reality has been repeatedly battered like cod in a chip shop.
There did this perjured goldsmith swear me down that I this day of him received the chain, which God he knows I saw not. For the which he did arrest me with an officer. I did obey and sent my peasant home for certain ducats. He with none returned. Then, fairly, I bespoke the officer to go in person with me to my house. By the way, we met my wife, her sister, and a rebel more of vile confederates. Along with them, they brought one Pinch, a hungry, lean-faced villain, a mere anatomy, a mountebank, a threadbare juggler and a fortune-teller, a needy, hollow-eyed, sharp-looking wretch, a living dead man. This pernicious slave, forsooth, took on him as a conjurer, and gazing in mine eyes, feeling my pulse, and with no face, as 'twere outfacing me, cries out I was possessed.
Now, unlike some of William's more elegantly smuggled inventions, fortune-teller is wonderfully straightforward. A teller, well, of fortunes. Not fortunes in the banking sense, mind you, although several modern self-enrichment psychics appear quite comfortable with both interpretations, but fortune as in destiny's dice, the universe's itinerary or doom's diary. Now, as luck would have it, for more on that phrase, see episode 8 in series 2. The word fortune drifts to us on the clouds of kismet from the Latin fortuna, notably not something specifically for albacore, but rather luck, fate, or the great spinning wheel of destiny forever fickly deciding who gets the promotion and who gets the plague. Meanwhile, tell comes from the Old English telon, to recount or narrate. The idea itself stretches all the way back to the Greeks and the Romans, augurs reading birds, as in Hamlet, oracles inhaling deeply questionable temple fumes, and prophets like Tiresias quietly ruining everyone's day with inconvenient accuracy regarding creepy familial shenanigans. And as I gaze into my crystal ball, I see something in our future. Another episode. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.